Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, November 18th. You'll be interested to know. 97 years ago, today, in 1928, a new animated character named Mickey Mouse made a lively debut in the synchronized sound cartoon Steamboat Willie, charming audiences with playful animation and inventive timing. That debut marked a milestone in animation by showing how synchronized sound and expressive character design could transform popular entertainment and launch a global media icon. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 24 degrees with 10 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:18 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:39. It looks like we're in for a sunny Tuesday with a high near 47 and a breezy west wind at 9 to 14 miles per hour, gusting up to 24. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 32 and a light west wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Tuesday will be at 9:45 with a low tide at 4. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 52 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday will be sunny with a high near 46 and light west winds. A chance of rain moves in late Thursday night into Friday with highs rising to near 53 on Friday and breezy west to southwest winds. Rain chances taper to scattered showers Saturday with highs near 48 and northwest winds around 7 to 10 miles per hour at times. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston area restaurants are opening their doors on Thanksgiving, providing options for those who may not celebrate with a big family feast, especially workers over the holiday. Serafina in the Seaport and Back Bay will be open from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. with reservations encouraged. Capo Restaurant and Supper Club in South Boston opens at noon, featuring holiday dishes like pumpkin risotto and confit turkey gnocchi. Yard House at the Marriott Copley and in Dedham will be open from 6:30 a.m. to midnight, offering a holiday plate for $30 for adults and $14 for children. Rochambeau near the Prudential Mall serves a prefix menu for $85 a person, with reservations encouraged via Reezy. Sansi on Newbury Street has a three-course prefix menu for $80 a person, also requiring reservations via Reezy. Scampi near Charles and Massachusetts General Hospital offers a four-course seasonal meal for $135 a person, with a children's prefix menu for $50. Rebels Guild near the Common provides an a la carte menu or a prefix menu for $49 a person, with reservations on 7 rooms. Now on to sports. Bengals wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase has been suspended by the National Football League for the upcoming game against the New England Patriots. Chase was found to have spit on cornerback Jalen Ramsey during the Cincinnati Bengals game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. As a result, he is facing a one-game suspension. Chase plans to appeal the decision, but currently he will not participate in the Week 12 matchup. Also in the NFL, calls are mounting for the Las Vegas Raiders to fire Pete Carroll, as fans lash out after a disastrous loss to the Dallas Cowboys last night on Monday Night Football. The Cowboys, with a record of 3 wins, 5 losses, and 1 tie, handed the Raiders, who stand at 2 wins and 7 losses, a significant defeat. Fans expressed their frustration on social media with comments like, "It's been time to fire Pete," and "He is destroying this team." The Raiders were already on a 3-game losing streak, including a shutout loss to the Kansas City Chiefs. Dallas, despite having the second-worst defense in the league, performed exceptionally well against the Raiders. In local sports, the Bees faced a setback against the Carolina Hurricanes, losing 3-1 on Monday night. Jordan Staal scored for the Hurricanes, outmuscling a Boston defenseman with one arm to net a goal. Former Bruin Taylor Hall and Mark Jankowski also contributed, marking the Hurricanes' 6th win in 8 games. Riley Tuft spoiled the shutout with just 10 seconds remaining, while Jeremy Swayman made 29 saves for the Bruins. Boston defenseman Charlie McAvoy was sidelined due to an injury, with no timeline for his return. Next up, the Bruins travel to Anaheim to face the Ducks on Wednesday. In top news, scientists have sequenced the DNA of the last Neanderthal, revealing clues about how our ancient relatives disappeared from history. In 2015, a team led by paleoanthropologist Ludovic Slimek discovered jaw remains of a Neanderthal, approximately 42,000 years old, in Rhone Valley, France. Named Thorin, this Neanderthal's lineage remained isolated from others, despite living near modern humans. The analysis published in the journal Cell Genomics confirmed high genetic homozygosity, indicating inbreeding, and no evidence of interbreeding with contemporary humans. Slimek stated that this discovery necessitates a complete reevaluation of our understanding of Neanderthal extinction. In business news, there is new evidence of global pain stemming from President Trump's trade policy, which scrambled the world economy. From China to Switzerland, the readjustment to double-digit tariffs has been bumpy. Japan's economy shrank by almost 2% on an annualized basis in the third quarter. Switzerland's gross domestic product in the same period fell by 0.5%, the first quarterly drop since 2023. Shipments to the U.S. fell 25% compared to a year earlier. China appears to be slow-walking its purchases of U.S. soybeans, despite promises to buy 12 million metric tons this year. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 4% to about $91,000. Ethereum is down 5% to just over $3,000. And XRP is down 0.5% to $2.14. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Computer chips in our bodies could be the future of medicine. The brain-computer interface is changing lives and has the potential to change the world. 87-year-old Alice Charton, from a suburb of Paris, experienced vision loss due to age-related macular degeneration. This disease affects 200 million people globally, impairing central vision without causing blindness. A revolutionary procedure called PRIMA, developed by Science Corporation, has restored some vision for patients like Charton. In clinical trials, nearly 80% of participants improved their eye chart performance significantly. The future of brain-computer interfaces holds promise for enhancing abilities and restoring functions for many. And in entertainment news, Disney and YouTube TV reached a deal late last week after a lengthy blackout. The two sides were divided on how much Disney's networks, like ESPN, are worth. Sports fans can expect similar carriage disputes in 2026. Disney's long-running fight with YouTube TV is over, as channels, including ESPN, returned on Friday night after a 15-day blackout. However, Disney warned that more blackouts may be ahead due to expiring contracts with pay TV providers. Analyst Alan Volk predicts that disputes will become commonplace in 2026. As the cord-cutting movement continues, fewer people have pay TV subscriptions, leaving diehard fans as the main customers. Disney argues that its valuable sports rights make its networks essential. Some customers may gawk at rising monthly bills. YouTube TV had leverage due to its parent company, Google. Companies like Charter are adapting by bundling streaming services, which has helped slow their cord-cutting rates. Media giants must secure value for their networks, while TV providers have reasons to resist, leading to potential conflicts in 2026. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Thomas J. Watson. And he said, "The great accomplishments of man have resulted from the transmission of ideas of enthusiasm." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.